I know you want
to. Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. You can also call in. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God.
Amen. Praise be to God. Adonai, which means master over all. O Lord God, my Adonai, you are a great and mighty God. You have opened my eyes to see your greatness and your strong hand. God, is there in heaven or on earth who can do the amazing and powerful things you can do? Who can create a mountain? Who can make the deep where the waters rest, far beyond anything we can see? Who can calm a storm with just one word? None other than you, Adonai. You are the master over all. You are the Lord above all, and you are deserving of the highest honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand.
Impossible. 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed, but you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed.
I am.
Oh,
I am.
Yes, sir.
God says,
I am.
I got a headache right now, but
I am.
My body's racking with pain, but I am. Somebody say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but
I am.
Hey, hey.
I am.
Somebody say, I am.
I am.
Talk to somebody and say, God says, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
I am.
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
He can bring you out no matter what it looks like.
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can be here.
I am.
Amen. I humbly bow and ask for your forgiveness for failing to honor you as I should. I ask you to show me great mercy for the many times I have gone about my day without considering that you are the Lord and Master over all. How dare I fail to acknowledge your hand? How dare I attribute to man what I ought to attribute to you? Forgive me for my short-sightedness and lack of faith. In Jesus' name, Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection. To God be the glory.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we get along, and sometimes we don't. Treat everybody like you wanna be treated. Yep, there will be times when your efforts will be defeated. I know sometimes you're heavy laden burdened. Can't stop your heart from hurting. You're searching deep within. Where did it all go wrong? And you need a savior to give you the strength to go on. Hold on.
Hold on
to the hem
of his
garment.
All you need is a little faith to receive this saving grace.
Hold on,
hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Of his garment.
Don't let Jesus pass you by. He'll make everything alright. Heard a story about a woman who had an issue of blood. For 12 long years she was flowing like a flood. Even the doctor had given up on hope. But she heard about a man called Jesus who could perform miracles. So she started crawling through the crowd on her hands and knees. She caught on to his garment. Then he said, somebody touch me. Jesus could feel the healing start to flow. Then he looked at this woman and said, your faith has made you whole.
Garment.
All you need is a little faith to receive and save and grace. Hold on,
hold on
to the hand
of his garment.
Don't let Jesus pass you by. He'll make everything alright. Oh yes. My. All you gotta do is hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Doesn't matter what you're going through. No, 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 no. You just reach out and hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Make a way for you. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on
to the hymn.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Dominion Over Demons. My scripture reading for this message is coming from 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. And it says, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Amen. Praise be to God. At times, I hear people talking about demons, and I am amazed at the power they ascribe to them. While I certainly believe in demonic power, I'm not afraid of it. I am in union with one who is so far greater than all the forces of hell put together that there truly is no comparison. The devil is unequal to the Lord and always under his dominion. The enemy will never win a victory over him because the Lord is always exceedingly more powerful and wiser. Therefore, as believers, we should not give as much credit to spiritual forces of evil as we often do. Yes, they can exert influences over us, which is why we must take every thought captive to Christ. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. We must also stay under the umbrella of God's protection by obeying his commands so they will not gain a foothold in us. But demons are within the confines of God's authority and cannot harm us in any way that is beyond him to overcome. So do not be afraid. Submit to Jesus, the one who has conquered sin and death, and you will be safe in his care. To God be the glory. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, you are greater than any force on earth or in heaven. Keep me in the center of your will and under your protection. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
fearful and panic word. You need not a cut or so. We were crooked valley. I see a
Adonai, thank you for being my Lord and my Master, and yet allowing me to know you intimately. Thank you for remembering me constantly and reminding me of your presence. Your love captivates me. Your power mesmerizes me. All I need is your love in my life. And I thank you, Adonai, for giving me access to you throughout my day. Any moment I need you, you are there. I love you, Adonai, and I thank you for granting me the privilege of loving you and receiving your love. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain, and Lord, you're greater. Greater than all,
he does.
Praise be to God. Adonai, help me align my thoughts, actions, heart, decisions, and desires underneath you and your rule so I can fully experience the blessings of your hand in my life, and so I can fulfill the destiny you have prepared for me. May I live out all of the days you have ordained for me, and may I discover the calling you have given me. Help me to see where I can share the knowledge of you with others and how I can spread the love you have put in my heart to those who need it the most. May your caring eyes watch over all I do. I ask you to empower me to impact the lives of those around me with your kingdom agenda. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
And answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve thunder. You said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said, that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have no love.
Revealed your power and your strength in countless ways. The heavens tell of your glory. The skies display your marvelous craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. And at night, they make you know. They speak without a word, and their voice is silent in the skies. Yet their message goes out to all of us on the earth. For since the creation of the world, your invisible attributes, your eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made. You have revealed yourself to all of us, El Bethel, and I give you praise for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now it is time for the word. At this time, I will play a selection. After the selection, we will come back with what thus says the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. This is simple. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about His goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. and it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God? My God is
sustaining
me.
Jesus.
Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 7. That's Matthew, chapter 7, and we're going to read verses 1 through 14. And I am reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. But you can read from any Bible you have, the King James, the New King James, the Message, the NIV, the AMP, or the New American Standard Bible, whatever you are comfortable with reading, and then that's what you should read from. Amen. Again, that's Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 14. And this is Jesus speaking. And it says, "Do not judge others, and you will not be judged, for you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. And why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? How can you think of saying to your friend, 'Let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye,' when you cannot see past the log in your own eye? Hypocrite, first get rid of the log in your own eye, then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. Don't waste what is holy on people who are unholy. Don't throw your pearls to pigs, they will trample the pearls, then turn and attack you. Verse 7. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you, sinful people, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Praise be to God. Verse 12, do to others whatever you would like them to do to you. This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. So may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen. Praise be to God. So let us pray. Father, one second. Praise God. As we start again, let us pray. Father, in your word, you have taught us that if we are to know your presence, we must be still. So in this quiet moment, we are still before you. Sometimes we are so broken by our doubts that we live with an empty spirit and don't know quite how to find you. You promised that if we will quit talking for a while and allow our ears to listen and our hearts to respond, that you will speak to us again and our doubts can be erased with a hope and confidence that comes from you. We bring our offerings this evening not so that we can buy assurance from you, nor in a vain attempt to pay for you those times you were clearly present with us. Our gifts are signs of our love, even that when we, for a while, may have lost sight of the way. We wait upon you and worship tonight through Jesus our Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Tonight my message is divided into six paragraphs. Amen. Praise be to God. Healthy families are no accident. They are usually happy families. But happiness is not what I'm talking about this evening. Happiness should not be our goal. It is not something we find at the end of the rainbow. It is what happens to us along the way to building a meaningful, purposeful life. Amen? Families, like people, get sick sometimes. We are not always healthy. But when we get sick, we want to get well. And sometimes it is harder for sick families to get well than it is for sick bodies to heal. Because we have trouble admitting that our families are sick. Sick families can get well, but healing doesn't happen automatically. It happens only when people are determined to change their lifestyle. In our text from the Sermon on the Mount, we learn some exciting truths that can be applied to family life. Amen. Praise God. My text for this message is coming from Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 and verse 12 in the NIV Bible. And it says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you." Praise be to God. And my title for this message is Healthy Families. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. So, healthy families are the result of deliberate choices. Matthew 7, 13 through 14. God's way is not easy to find, nor is it easy to walk in once we find it. There are easier ways to live than to live God's way. The traffic that moves in the direction of the world follows a crowded through a thoroughfare. People who justify their choices by saying, "Everybody's doing it," or are walking on the well-traveled path. But God's word is clear. If we want to find life, we will often be on a lonely road. And trust me, that road is very lonely. Amen. That's one reason churches are so important to Christian families. If we had to live our lives isolated from one another, we really would feel isolated in this world. We gather together in the church, not because we are perfect and not because we are always what we ought to be, but because we understand the ground rules and we know when we're in foul territory. The world doesn't even know there is an outer bounds. They live bouncing off one wall to the other, never quite understanding why their lives keep getting shaken out of joint. We know that our church has many healthy families, but we also know that many of us are really hurting. Amen? So as a church, we are here to help one another. Not only when we're well, excuse me, but also when we're sick. But nevertheless, the church must be more than a hospital, more than a place that treats pain with quick fixes to be well. We must make deliberate choices to that end. It isn't easy. It's costly. And sometimes we have to go against the current to escape the easy flow the world offers us. We need to step out and feel the breeze that comes when we're all alone, striving to be a family, use of God to be different and healthy. Amen. Praise God. In Matthew's chapter 7, verse 12 tells us it's the golden rule for families. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. A free translation might be, so whatever you wish your husband would do for you, do that for him. Whatever you wish your wife would do for you, do that for her. Whatever you wish your children would do for you, do that for them. And whatever you wish your parents would do for you, do that for them. A healthy family is not a 50-50 proposition. Every member has to give 100%. Amen? If you want more attention from your husband, give him more attention. If you want more love and affection from your wife, then ask yourself, how can I be easier to love and to be affectionate with? And then give affection as you would like to receive it. If you are a child in your family, ask yourself, how would I like for my children to treat me when I'm a parent? What kind of children do I want to have? That will help you every time to know how to relate to your parents. The saddest thing about child-parent relationship is that the things we miss most in our parents are often the very things that are the hardest for us to give to our children. Amen. Parents, touch your children. Hold them. Be proud of them. Believe in them, even if your parents weren't able to do that for you. It's not how others have treated you, but how you wish they had treated you. We all have scars. Some are more visible than others, but we don't have to inflict the same ones that were inflicted on us if we only stop and cry out to God. Oh, God, forgive whoever hurt me and let me down. but don't let me do the same. Remind me that I am loved, that you love me. Remind me that I am important. I belong to you, and now, out of who I am before you, let me give myself to the man or woman or children who are special to me. You have given them to me. I will treasure them as you have treasured me. Praise be to God. Matthew 7, 1 through 5 says, healthy families are honest with one another. When a husband and wife refuse to judge one another, they are on their way to being a healthy family. Parents are to respect one another and their children. Criticism and judgmentalism are not to be known in a Christian family. Parents who put their children into competitive modes, judging one child over the other, create heartaches that can never be fully measured. Long after the parents are gone, that kind of mishandling will continue to exact a price. These verses in Matthew 7 mean that we are not to set ourselves up as though we are perfect and the others in the family are somehow unworthy. We cannot hide a plank in our eye. We will never be healthy until we admit, yes, that's a plank in my eye. Let's get it out so we can work on the speck in yours. Parents who understand this concept do better with your children. And children who understand this concept don't have to judge their parents as harshly as they might otherwise. In Matthew 7 and 2, healthy families are more interested in giving than getting. We usually interpret this verse in terms of money, but it also has to do with loving and caring and being a family. We cannot outgive God, nor can we outgive a spouse or children or parents who give with no strings attached. When we give our hearts and start to love others unconditionally, our gifts of love come back to us. To receive love, we have to give it. It's a reciprocal process. Amen. Praise be to God. In Matthew 7 and 6, healthy families are protected by faithfulness. Matthew 7 and 6 has generally been used to describe how Christian witnessing ought to be done. But perhaps it has even more to do with marriage. A husband and wife are not to take the precious gift of their sexuality and cast it out before dogs or hogs. Beware because if you do, they will turn and trample you underfoot as they attack you. Healthy families are protected by fidelity and trustworthiness. You cannot get so modern or so sophisticated that you are permitted to ignore that admonition. Treasure your sexuality. Used within marriage, it is indeed holy and as precious as pearls, but nothing can tear a family apart as much as giving that which belongs only to each other to someone on the outside. Amen. Matthew 7:11-11 says healthy families are enriched by prayer. Amen. It is our family isn't healthy. If our family isn't healthy, we should not abandon it any more than we would abandon a child who has gone to the hospital sick. Just because we're sick doesn't mean we're dead. Just because we're ill doesn't mean we cannot get well. Prayer changes us and makes us ready for what God is ready to do in our lives. Amen. Praise be to God. If we're healthy, we should be proud but grateful. We should make our prayer one of thanksgiving and sensitivity to improve our decision making. Our thoughtfulness, our honesty with one another, our willingness to give, and our fidelity. We should be thankful for what God is doing in our family to help us remain strong against the evil all around us that threatens our most precious possessions. We should not insist that everyone around us pray just as we pray. Some Christian homes would be healthier if there were no contest to see who is the most spiritual. It is important to share our prayers together, and every child ought to hear his or her father and mother pray. But we must not try to make everyone fit one particular spiritual mold, or we will miss what God can do in each individual life. Amen. So you see, we must judge ourselves and judge our own acts, but not make our word a law to everybody. We must not judge rashly, nor pass judgment upon our brother without any ground. We must not take the worst of people. Here is a just reproof to those who quarrel with their brethren for small faults while they allow themselves in greater ones. Some sins are like moths, while others are beans. Some a gnat, others a camel. Not that any sin is little if it is a moth or a splinter It is in the eye of a gnat. It is in the throat. Both are painful and dangerous, and we cannot be easy or well till they are out. That which clarity teaches us to call only a splinter in our brother's eye. True repentance and godly sorrow will teach us to call a beam in our own. It is as strange that a man could be in a sinful, miserable condition and not be aware of it, as that a man should have a beam in his eye and not consider it. But the God of this world blinds their minds. Here is a good rule for reprovers. First, reform thyself. Prayer is the appointed means for obtaining what we need. Pray. Pray often. Make a business of prayer. And be serious and earnest in it. Ask as a beggar. Ask alms. Ask as a traveler. Ask the way. Seek as for a thing of value that we have lost, or as the merchantman that seeks goodly pearls. Knock as he that desires to enter into the house. Knock at the door. Sin has shut and barred the door against us. By prayer we knock. Whatever you pray for, according to the promise, shall be given you. If God thinks it fit for you, and what would you have more? This is made to apply to all that pray aright. Everyone that asketh, receive, whether Jew or Gentile, young or old, rich or poor, high or low, master or servant, learned or unlearned, all alike are welcome to the throne of grace. If they come in faith, it is explained by a comparison taken from earthly parents and their readiness to give their children what they ask. Parents are often foolishly fond, but God is all wise. We know he knows what we need, what we desire, and what is fit for us. Let us never suppose our Heavenly Father would bid us pray and then refuse to hear or give us what would be hurtful. Christ came to teach us not only what we are to know and believe, but what we are to do, not only toward God, but toward men, not only toward those of our party and persuasion, but toward men in general. All with whom we have to do, we must do that to our neighbor, which we ourselves acknowledge to be fit and reasonable. We must, in our dealings with men, suppose ourselves in the same case and circumstances with those we have to do with and act accordingly. Amen. There are but two ways, right and wrong, good and evil, the way to heaven and the way to hell. In the one or other of all these, all are walking. There is no middle place hereafter, no middle way now. All the children of men are saints or sinners, godly or ungodly, see concerning the way of sin and sinners, that the gate is wide and stands open. You may go in at this gate with all your lust about you. It gives no check to appetite or passion. It is a broad way. There are many paths in it. There is choice of sinful ways. There is a large company in this way. But what profit is there in being willing to go to hell with others, because they will not go to heaven with us? The way to eternal life is narrow. We are not in heaven as soon as we have got through this straight gate. Self must be denied, but the body under and corruption modified. Daily temptations must be resisted. Duties must be done. We must watch in all things and walk with care. And we must go through much tribulation. And yet this way should invite us all. It leads to life, to present comfort in the favor of God, which is the life of the soul, to eternal bliss, the hope of which at the end of our way should make all the different difficulties of the road easy to us. This plan, declaration of Christ, has been disregarded by many who have taken pains to explain it away. But in all ages, the real disciple of Christ has been looked on as a singular, unfashionable character, and all that have sided with the greater number have gone on in the broad road to destruction. If we would serve God, we must be firm in our religion. Can we often hear of the straight gate and the narrow way, and how few there are that find it, without being in pain for ourselves or considering whether we are entered on the narrow way and what progress we are making in it? And as I bring this message to a close, praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And my conclusion is this: healthy families are no accident. It takes everybody giving his or her best. Each member of the family has a part in determining how healthy our families will be. Amen. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Families are no accident. Praise God. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Praise God. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you to the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church to further your Christian walk with Christ. Amen. And my benediction is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. God bless you. Have a blessed and happy weekend. Until we meet again, shalom. We love you. And to God be the glory. Good night, everyone.
Belongs to you. Belongs. just gotta wait. You gotta trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes. Trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God. You can't hurry.
Carry on.